When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Will to Be Well by Charles Brody Patterson, published in 1901. Day by day, we are writing the record of life's journey. Day by day, our minds are becoming filled with the pictures of life that are hourly occurring. Thoughts enter the mind and then seem to fade. But do they pass away? By no means. We have a great storehouse wherein all incidents, both great and small, are stored. They all go to complete the book of life. They are an accumulation of experiences through which we eventually find our way from earth to heaven, from the animal to the spiritual. Nothing is forgotten. Everything, whether it be little or great, exerts some influence on our lives. Life is as truly made up of little things as of the so-called important events. The small incidents of life are treasured with greater ones. The kind word, the pleasant look, these are not forgotten. The harsh word and the angry frown likewise leave their mark. In a person's life, all that they have, all that they can truly call their own, are the experiences through which they passed, and the knowledge acquired from them. We may not regard our body as our own, for the time comes when the planet claims that which has been loaned for a season. But the one thing that we can claim for our own is the knowledge acquired through experience. This can never be recalled from you, for it belongs to your spiritual nature. It is the knowledge of a cause that fits you for true usefulness here and prepares you for the life to come. We are writing the book of life daily, even hourly. The enduring things we write in it, which will last when this world shall be no more, are those of the greatest importance, both in the present and the future harvest time, when the true shall be separated from the false, when all the unreal conditions of life shall be cast into outer darkness, and the soul shall become purified. Why should we diligently sow the seed of weeds and thistles instead of the good seed? Why should we seek to sow seed that in harvest time will bring us but pain and sorrow? We are the arbiters of our own desires. God endowed us with qualities analogous to His own, qualities that, if used aright, will bring us nothing but eternal gain. Why should we build on a foundation of straw and sand, and in the end see our work destroyed? Why not take the foundation that cannot be shaken and build on it? What is this immovable foundation? Simply that life and intelligence are one, that we must all work for the good of life, not in part, but in all, that we must work with the forces of life, not against them. And know that all which God created is good, was good, and ever shall be good. We should remember also that the mind must always dwell on the good that is in us all. That no matter what the outer seems to be, the inner good is ever there. That no matter how perverted a course the life force in a person may take, still is the power of God working in and through the human race. It may be wrongly directed, yet all force is one. All power is a unit. The life that reaches nearest to God and heaven is the life that sees good in all things, a life spent in doing for others. Selfish interests, hopes, and desires are the seeds that bring forth in the harvest time the weeds and the thistles. They are the things from which, in the present, we expect to derive much gain, but in the end always fail to bring either profit or happiness. Because truly blessed conditions can only come as each part works for the good of the whole and of every other part of the whole.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.